Russia launched 74 missiles and 284 drones at Ukraine overnight Thursday. That is not a typo. 284 drones in a single overnight barrage, alongside 74 missiles. At least 8 people were killed. Zelensky convened his top military commanders the following day and ordered what he described as asymmetric defenses, which is military language for, "We can't match Russia's volume of fire, so we're going to make the cost of using it unacceptably high through unconventional means."
The word asymmetric is worth unpacking here because it's significant. For most of this war, Ukraine's defensive strategy has been to intercept incoming projectiles, and Ukrainian air defense has been remarkably effective, shooting down high percentages of Russian missiles. But at some point, the math of attrition gets brutal. Russia can produce more drones and missiles than Ukraine can shoot down, and American munitions stockpiles that support Ukraine's defense are, according to bipartisan sources in the Senate, running dangerously low.
Which brings us to the Senate vote this week, the 13th time the Senate has blocked an Iran War Powers resolution, failing 49-50. That same political dynamic, an executive branch conducting military operations without formal congressional authorization, applies to U.S. support for Ukraine. The administration has enormous discretion on what it sends, when it sends it, and how it accounts for it. And the Senate's repeated failure to pass war powers legislation on Iran signals that legislators are either too divided or too politically cautious to assert oversight.
The Poland development is the one I'm watching most closely. A Russian missile crashed in Polish territory during the overnight barrage. That's NATO territory. Prime Minister Tusk is now weighing sending Patriot air defense systems to Ukraine. If Poland transfers Patriots, that's not just hardware moving across a border. That's a NATO member state making a direct military contribution to an active war zone in a way that could trigger Russian counter-rhetoric about escalation thresholds.
And on the same day Ukraine was absorbing Russian strikes, Ukrainian forces launched their own strikes into Russian territory. So this is fully bidirectional now. The conflict has moved well beyond its original geographic logic of Russia invades, Ukraine defends its territory. Both sides are now striking each other's homeland infrastructure.
I also want to note something that gets lost in the big picture coverage. The human cost this week, 8 people killed overnight, represents families, communities, not statistics. Zelensky's decision to order asymmetric countermeasures reflects not just military calculation, but a political reality. The Ukrainian public's patience with purely defensive operations has limits. And demonstrating offensive capability is part of maintaining domestic political support for a war that's now in its 5th year.
One more thread on the European security picture. The study published this week, finding that thousands of tons of undeclared uranium have been exported from the Democratic Republic of Congo through cobalt shipments, most of it going to China, without reporting to the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Congo is a significant source of cobalt for electric vehicle batteries, and it appears that uranium has been piggybacking on those shipments undeclared. The nuclear security implications of that are significant and underreported.